A quiet start to the week, with Wall Street closed to observe Labor Day on Monday, meaning data will be crammed into the remaining 4 days, and there'll be plenty on the jobs market, with a look at the state of job openings in July. June's reading showed a surge in vacancies, suggesting stronger labour demand, rising to 5.9 million. But that's still below pre-pandemic levels of around 7 million back in February. This week, we'll also find out how consumer prices are faring. They rose more than expected in July by 0.6%, particularly seeing gains in the cost of goods and services and a record jump in vehicle insurance. All of this a week before the US Federal Reserve sits down to mull interest rates, which are likely to remain unchanged as the US economy continues to try and claw its way back. Nick Harper, Washington.